U.S. plane maker Boeing announced the launch of a test flight of a 757 jet that runs on so-called green diesel fuel. The flight comes a week after the Environmental Protection Agency said it's moving to regulate emissions from commercial airplanes. Joining us now is Julie Felgar. She's managing director of Boeing's Environmental Strategy and Integration. Julie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Peter.
So tell us about this flight. What technology was Boeing testing?
Well, Boeing tests a number of technologies on our eco-demonstrator. There were more than 15 technologies have been tested on this, but on this particular flight, we were testing energy harvesting power electric windows, and we do that as a way to reduce the wiring weight and fuel use and carbon emissions. We also tested on our flight deck a 3D printed aisle stand that was made from excess carbon fiber from the 787 production line, so we're just trying to repurpose our excess fiber. And then we also tested green diesel. And green diesel is a sustainable aviation biofuel. This particular diesel that we were using is made from used cooking oil and waste fats, as well as inedible corn oil. And it helps reduce emissions by 50 to 80%.
Well, these flights are amazing. One recent test studied the buildup of insects on the wing because I guess that creates drag. So just how minute does the quest for fuel efficiency get?
Yeah, that was our bug-phobic testing that we did with NASA down in Shreveport, Louisiana. By the way, that has the highest insect concentration in the U.S., so if you don't like bugs, don't go to Shreveport. But yeah, so we look at everything on the airplane. Everything is about reducing weight on the airplane and making the airplane more fuel efficient. So that includes lighter weight materials, that includes reducing the drag, such as the bug testing was doing, and even helping the pilots fly the airplane more efficiently themselves by giving them cockpit technologies to do that.
And just how much waste is created by bug buildup on a wing?
Quite a bit of waste. So when we're looking at improving our efficiency and the aerodynamics of our airplane, we look at anything that reduces drag. And so when you are flying airplane through heavily bug-concentrated areas, particularly on your takeoffs and your landings, it just reduces the efficiency of the airplane. But it does show you how minutely we go when we're looking at increasing efficiency. Mm.
Well, you're doing all this as the EPA says that airline emissions are a threat to human health. It's planning to issue rules by 2016 that would limit emissions. So what's Boeing's stance on the government getting involved?
Well, first of all, the EPA draft endangerment finding and their advance notice of proposed rulemaking was an expected step. Boeing has been working with the U.S. government and other governments and our other industry colleagues on developing a CO2 standard through ICAO. ICAO is the International Civil Aviation Organization, and creating a CO2 standard is part of our industry's global sectoral approach to addressing the environmental impacts of the industry.
In other words, the industry is already looking at this, but airline emissions are among the fastest growing source of greenhouse gases. By 2020, international aviation emissions could be 70% higher than 2005. And the EPA and environmentalists have said, look, what the manufacturers are doing is great, but you actually need to go beyond that. So is what Boeing is doing actually enough to keep up with this huge projected growth in airline travel?
I hope that it's enough. The industry have set aggressive targets for ourselves. We set a target that by 2020 we'd be carbon neutral and that by 2050 we'll reduce our emissions by 50%. And that's based on a 2005 baseline.
So 10, 20 years down the road, what does an ideal, energy-efficient, environmentally friendly airplane at Boeing look like?
Well, 10, 20 years down the road, you know, we typically achieve double-digit efficiency gains on each aircraft. For example, our 787 is 20 to 30% more efficient than the airplane it replaces. So we'll keep on shooting down those targets. We hope for a modernized air traffic management system, not just here in the United States, but globally. And we're hoping to be flying on sustainable aviation biofuels at the time. For us, the triple bottom line, we're the perfect example of the triple bottom line. Within the Boeing company, our revenue grows the more efficient our airplanes are, because that's what our airlines are driving for. Our customers' revenue grows because they're not using as much fuel on the airplanes. And of course, there's the added environmental benefit on top of it. So this is an industry that's really working in concert towards reducing emissions and becoming more efficient.
Julie Felgar, Managing Director of Environmental Strategy and Integration at Boeing. Julie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity.